I used to do DoorDash 2 summers ago. It was easy money and it was actually kind of fun. Well, for it being work anyways. My girlfriend and I would drive around for hours just listening to music and delivering food. Most days I could profit around $120 easily in less than 6 hours. Which was better than the minimum wage job I had prior, working at a gas station for like $9.45 an hour. This night that I'm talking about though, I was alone. It seemed like DoorDash was always busiest in my area at nighttime, so usually I would start at about 4 or 5 p.m. and dash until 11 o'clock or later sometimes, just depending on my mood and what I had going on that night. I live in a small town, so usually I didn't have to wait too long for the food in the drive-thru, as there wouldn't have been anywhere near the amount of cars that you'd see in a bigger city. I'm serious, like, I don't think we have more than 6,000 people here. That's how small my city is. I think this one in particular was a McDonald's order. And those were my favorite, just because I could usually get in and out quicker than most of the other places, like KFC and Taco Bell, for example. The drive was much further than usual, though. Just over 12 miles I had to drive. But the order said it was over $10, so I accepted it. On my way there, as I got closer, when I started to realize that the house was in the middle of nowhere, off of some back roads, I got a bit nervous. It was kind of by my mom's house though, just a few miles further south. I actually knew the area quite well, but I didn't recognize the house very much. It looked like it would have been a very nice house at one point in time. It was a 2-story house, very large in size, but it looked really creepy. It sort of looked abandoned, and it looked like it hadn't been maintained very much at all as of recent. It was on the corner of 2 different streets, Birch and Hollow Road, I think. The house had no light coming from it whatsoever, and there was no street lights at all either. It was very dark and extremely eerie. I got a little bit nervous, to be honest, so before I stepped out of my car, I got my anxiety together and took a couple deep breaths. Yes, it was that scary. The house looked like it could be haunted or something. And now I know what you're thinking, but please just try to listen. If you have never been through a paranormal experience, you might think I sound insane. But those of you that have witnessed things, like things we are not supposed to see, I know you would know what I'm talking about. Talking about that feeling you get when there is some unknown type of negative energy around. And you can feel the anxiety and dread in your chest. And that's to say the least. I couldn't exaggerate enough to some of you to understand. But it was definitely the most uncomfortable feeling I've ever felt in my life. As I made my way up to the house, I forgot that it said hand to customer. But then I remembered. So I had to knock on the door and wait for the customer to answer, so I could hand their food to them. So I knocked. And then I waited. For probably 30 seconds or so. Right as I was about to knock again, there was an extremely loud screaming sound out of nowhere. It was absolutely ear-piercing. I just about jumped so high it moved me backwards, and I almost fell down the cement steps. And that's when I ran straight to my car, and I dropped the food in a panic. I was parked all the way at the end of their long driveway, on the side of the road, so it took me a bit to finally make it to my car. The screaming continued the whole way to my car. There is no way any human would be capable of screaming like that. I mean, it was wretched and vile and just absolutely demonic. I literally started having a panic attack, and I was shaking so bad that it took me several times to put my key in the ignition to start my car. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. The screaming abruptly stopped just before I got the car to turn on. As I was taking off, I made one last look at the house, and right there in the front window, was a tall, skinny, black shadowy figure with huge, white, wide-open eyes. I'm telling you right now that it definitely wasn't a human. It wasn't a costume either. It was some sort of spirit. You might think I sound insane or paranoid or whatever, and you can think whatever you want, but I know what I saw, and I'm a perfectly healthy guy, mentally and physically. I can assure you it was real and not some hallucination. I didn't tell anyone about what happened, though, for obvious reasons. I'm well aware that my friends and family would think I'm absolutely psychotic, and would probably try to send me to the ward. Anyways, the next day on my way home to my mom's house for dinner, I took a slight detour so I could pass by that house, because the curiosity was killing me. I knew it was a bad idea, but I couldn't control the urge. Plus, it was daytime, so I convinced myself I'd be much safer. The food that I dropped off the night prior was still on the ground, scattered all over the place. It was right where I left it, so someone or something was definitely trying to lure me there. Who the hell just wastes money on DoorDash as a prank, you know? I'm pretty sure no one. I just know in my heart that there was a lot more to that situation that I will never know about. And honestly, it might be better that it stays that way. One night, when I was doing Uber Eats, I almost fell victim to a child predator and a killer. I didn't know who he was at the time, or the history of the house that I was delivering to, but here's my story. There are lots and lots of allegations about this man. Everything from sexual assault, murder, kidnapping, child abuse, and more. He was a very sadistic and evil person. I heard rumors about what he did to his wife as well. But he's rich, and a lot of people think he got away with it all for so long because of his money. I like to think that karma finally caught up to him though. Apparently they found him dead in his house a few weeks ago, and I heard about it on the news, which is what resurfaced the nightmare for me all over again. Now remember, I didn't know about all these things beforehand, otherwise I wouldn't have delivered his food or accepted his order. Nonetheless, even show up to his house at all and knock on his door. They say he had a heart attack when he was alone, and that's how he died. Some people think he was murdered. It's a crazy story with lots of theories, but we do know one thing, and that was that he was a very sick individual. They didn't find his body until weeks after he passed. I believe everything that was said about him because of what happened to me. So now that you know about him, let me tell you about what happened to me. It was just a normal day of delivering Uber Eats. I probably did about 15 deliveries that day. I do this 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. I try to always at least hit my goal of doing 10 deliveries each day or more. I was about to call it a night, but then I got an order that said it was for $12, which was quite a bit higher than the average order I would accept. So I said screw it, and I did it. It was getting late though, and generally I didn't like doing deliveries at night unless someone was with me. I guess I just wanted some extra money, so that's why I did it. When I got to the house, it was insanely beautiful. I wouldn't say it was a mansion, but like kind of. To me it was. Coming from the low income family I do, I was thinking that these people must be filthy rich. I knocked on the door and anxiously waited just a moment until a nice looking older man opened the door. "Hey bud, thanks for bringing my food. I know it's tough out there dealing with all those crappy customers, so here you go. I want to give you this." And he handed me a $100 bill. "What? No way. Are you serious?" "Thank you, sir," I said. "Hey, no problem, Brandon. Now tell your mom and dad I said hello. It's been a long time since I've talked to them. How are they doing?" he asked. "Oh, you know my parents? That's cool." "Yeah," he said. "I know them from your grandparents. I used to babysit your mom when she was just a little one." I thought that was pretty cool, and I thanked him again for the tip. But I told him I better get going, that my mom would be getting worried about me soon. He said okay, and to be safe driving. Just as I started walking to my car, he said, "Hey bud, I know it's cold outside. Would you want to come in real quick and have a cup of hot chocolate? I already have some made. It'd only take a few minutes." I thought that was a bit weird, but he knew my mom, and he even knew my full name. And he seemed like a really nice, wholesome man. And it was really cold. And I also did have a really long day, and hot chocolate sounded pretty nice. And in the back of my head, I was thinking that he might give me more money if I'm lucky. So I accepted his offer. He told me to have a seat at the table while he was preparing our drinks. He walked to the kitchen and was talking to me while making our hot chocolate. I don't think he knew I saw it first, but I think he realized pretty quick that I knew what he did. I asked what he put in the hot chocolate, and he said he only put sugar and milk in it. But I saw that he definitely put something else in there as well. I was almost 100% sure he was drugging me with something. Some sort of sedative, probably. I didn't say anything about it, though, and I tried to stall as long as I could. It was a very tense situation, and he started asking me why I haven't drank my hot chocolate yet. I told him my stomach started hurting and that I was already feeling nauseous. And on top of that, I told him that I had hypoglycemia and that it was probably a good idea that I didn't drink it anyways. Because I try to stay away from sugar as much as possible, because it makes my blood sugar spike and it could make me have a panic attack. He then got visibly angry and insisted I drink it. He said it was rude to decline after he gave me $100 and invited me to his home and prepared me a nice drink. I told him I was sorry and that I would try to drink as much as I can. I put the cup up to my mouth and he let out this gut-wrenching creepy smile. I pretended to take a big gulp, but as soon as I put the cup down, his facial expression completely changed. He stared directly at me, very intensely. Then slammed his hand on the table and stood up and said that it's not okay to lie, especially to an adult. He started to make his way around the table, headed straight towards me. I probably would have ended up just like those other kids and his wife if I wasn't fast enough to get out of there. I ran like lightning to my car and sped off before he even made it to the front door. I rushed home and told my mom what happened, but when she called the police, it got brushed to the side. The police were acting like they were going to do something about it, but I don't think they ever did. It's a good thing he was an old man and wasn't very fast. It was also a good thing I saw him put something sketchy in my drink. I still feel dumb thinking back on it. And how could I be that naive to go in his house in the first place? I don't know, but it's a good thing he is finally dead and can't hurt anyone anymore. Everything came out on the news about him, and all of the rumors about our city's police department and judicial system being rigged seem very true right now. It's a shame that sometimes you can get away with anything if you have enough money. I DoorDash sometimes for extra money on the side because I have been struggling with my bills. It's not the best money, but it's better than nothing. And I can work when I want, so that's mainly why I do it, rather than getting a second job. I live in Flint, Michigan. It's a very rough city, and that's just saying it nicely. If you have been to Flint or heard of it, you probably know what I'm talking about. It's one of the most dangerous cities in America. Per capita, I'm pretty sure it has made the top 5 most dangerous cities in the US a couple different years. I've had some close calls and some pretty sketchy encounters while DoorDashing here, but this was by far the worst one. I almost always get a bit nervous before doing a delivery. I try my best to only DoorDash during the day, as it is much safer, because most of the violent crimes here happen at night. I've heard horror stories of DoorDash drivers, Grubhub drivers, pizza delivery drivers, but I never thought anything like it would happen to me. You always hear about those stories, but you don't know how horrific it is until it happens to you. The sad thing is, I'm just trying my best to make an honest living and support myself, and by putting food on the table for my family. The north side of Flint is definitely the most dangerous part of the whole city, and that's where this took place. Martin Luther King Avenue, notorious for drugs, prostitution, violence, gangs, you name it. Some areas in Flint are better than others, but for the most part, it's all just really bad. But the north side, like I said, is a whole different world. Certain areas you aren't even allowed to go through, unless you're from there. And if you do, you are risking your life. I'm not even exaggerating one bit. The police don't even drive through there, and 9 times out of 10, the police won't even show up if they're called. That's how bad it is. I have legit had a cop tell me before to never go through certain parts of the north side, and that if I absolutely must, that it's not necessary to stop at the stop signs, or four-way stops, or any stoplight at all, and to obviously be careful when doing so. But I was told to not even come to a complete stop unless I absolutely have to. It's such a desolated area sometimes that you don't even have to worry about traffic as much. But the thing is, there are gangs out there who will try and rob you or hurt you. Sex trafficking is huge out there as well. I've had lots of messed up things happen to me here in Flint, and I've seen numerous counts of horrible things. As I was pulling up to the house to drop the food off, it looked like the house was abandoned. I was very careful though, because there are squatters everywhere in Flint that live in those abandoned homes. The house right next to it though, it had like 4 or 5 cars in the driveway, and some more cars parked on the side of the road on the curb. The house had loud music playing, and in the front yard there were 2 pit bulls chained up. I tried to not think about what was going on over there and just do my job. Even though it made me a little anxious, it's always best to keep your head down and to not bother anyone in these types of areas especially. I went around the back to see if there was anyone, and when I turned around, there were 3 guys walking towards me. "Hey, are you DoorDash?" "I just need my food, man," he said. One of them grabbed it from me, and I started walking towards my car quickly. I kind of sped off around them, because I was having a really bad feeling. After taking only a couple of steps past them, one of them hit me directly on the back of the head, and then a couple more punches went flying to my face and my head from all directions. I tried to turn around to defend myself, but as I turned, one of them knocked me out cold. I don't know how long I was out for or what they did to me while I was out, but they took my phone, all of my money, my debit cards, my watch, and they even took my shoes. I woke up shortly after in a haze, and I was really confused. I slowly started to piece together what happened to me. Luckily, they didn't take my car though, but my keys weren't in my pocket either, so I was panicking trying to find them. I found them after a few minutes of searching. They were in the road by the curb that was next to me. I ran to my car and drove off. As I was leaving, I noticed they still had some sort of party going on over there, and I thought that was so bizarre. To them, it was like nothing even happened at all. I'm sure they weren't worried about getting in trouble or anything either. They just took advantage of me like a bunch of bullies. I'm lucky they didn't hurt me worse though. While it was happening, I wasn't sure if I was going to make it out alive. I'm sure glad I lived to tell this story though, and I can say that it was truly a lesson learned. I still do DoorDash, just not in the Flint area anymore, and I'm way more careful nowadays. And yes, when I called the police, they told me they would send an officer out there, but I'm willing to bet you that they never did. I wasn't really expecting them to anyways.